hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, job placement assistance, and affordable tuition, you can get started with a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Enrolling now. Go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
Attention, family, friends, players, coaches, and fans. Are you a high school or college athlete that...
And welcome back to Benedictine University, home of the Chicago Red Stars, as they are still nothing here. And we are at halftime here in Lisle, Illinois. This is Stephanie Herschel alongside Chris Labosco and Jamie Newell, where it is a sold-out crowd tonight, and you can feel the energy. We went out there for just a few moments just to see what this crowd was like, and my goodness, it is huge.
Yeah, it's buzzing. Even through the first 45 minutes, as the Red Stars able to get a few chances, nothing in the back of the net yet, but I agree with what we were talking about in the first half. I think it's just a matter of time before Chicago puts at least one goal on the scoreboard.
Right, and it has been an absolutely it's been more of the Chicago Red Stars game here, but they haven't seemed to be able to put it in the back of the net.
You know, it's something that happened the last time these two teams played each other as well. We talked about it a little bit during the game so far. It's kind of been a little bit of it's just odd because there's so many opportunities. You'd think they would have scored by now, but as long as they keep going with it, that they're going to break through.
Yes, absolutely. And with the continued pressure, again, just talking from last week's game against Houston, they defeated them 2-1, but only and had only two goals out of 20 shots. So this isn't something new for this team.
No, and the other thing, too, for Chicago, when you look at the previous game and you look at this one for the two times they played each other, heavily in favor of Chicago ball possession.
Yeah, no question. It wasn't really until towards the end of the first half that Boston was really able to get the ball into their offensive third to really try to get a couple of shots and a couple on one possession where LeBlanc was able to make a couple of really great saves.
And that pressure will continue to come from both ends of the field. And we are here continuing to bring you some awesome coverage of this game. And something else to note here that has kind of been going on is the battle between the goalkeepers. Let's give them some credit here, and Alyssa Nair and Karina LeBlanc.
Yeah, Nair's really been tested in the first half, and she, in fact, had a great save where she had dive to her left, and I think she, you know, she almost tipped it to a Red Stars player, but... you know, really, LeBlanc only tested on those two really great saves that she made.
Somebody who's also been really, really, really a big player here for the Chicago Red Stars is Lori Kolupny, who is not – it's not surprising for her to be a big player, but she has done a wonderful job coming back for her first game.
Yeah, she has. The one thing I noticed is that maybe her fitness level isn't quite where it was before. Saw the hands going on the hips there towards the end. It is a hot day, too, but I think – she's been very aggressive and aggressive at the right time. She's been really picking her spots well, creating some opportunities. A little bit of mishits with the ball here and there by Boston players have caused her to maybe not give as good of opportunities, but she's in the right position to do so.
Well, both of these teams looking to get back onto the field now. We will take a really short break and come back to you when all of these players are back on the field. Stephanie Hirsch, Chris Labosco, Jamie Newell, Chicagoland Sports Radio. Don't go anywhere. Nothing at the half.
What's going on? It's Rufio, and I have a question for you. Do you think you have what it takes to work in TV or radio? If you do, then check this out. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is where you get hands-on experience and behind-the-scenes training from the industry's top professionals. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting gave me the tools for a career in radio, and they could do the same for you. For more information, go to beonair.com/career. Classes are just 3 days a week, so enroll now at beonair.com/career.
And when we mean really, really, really short, we mean a really short commercial as both of these teams are back onto the pitch for the second half of this sold-out crowd, Pride Night, and so much more. Chicago must win this game to stay at the top, even though Seattle has lost their game, just to keep that supremacy going on here, as Boston will start with the ball here, and now the second half is underway. Bia. Back to Schepfer. Schepfer launching this ball up and over the midfield line, trying to connect it to McCaffrey on the right-hand side, and that ball will roll on out, and it'll be a goal kick for Karina LeBlanc as the Boston Breakers just try to get a quick attack going there.
Yeah, no question, and it looks like the same 11 on both sides. We thought maybe Coach James would use a sub for Laura Chalupny, but it looks like she's out there with the rest of her Red Star teammates.
Yes, and no changes made into the second half as Jamie has just mentioned, and that ball played back into Abby Ersig from Karina LeBlanc. Over to Hemmings on the right-hand side now. Both of these teams switching. The Red Stars are coming from my broadcast right to left, and Boston going from my broadcast left to right. Boston still wearing the blue jerseys, and the Red Stars wearing their blue and white striped shirts with red socks as that ball is played right back into the feet of Alyssa Nair as Chicago continues to press high. Nair. Back to Kalman. Kalman coming down the left-hand side of the field. She finds Pathman. Pathman trying to get it to Barzuk in the middle, but a good steal from DiBernardo, finding Huerta. And now Huerta getting that ball into the middle of the field, but just missing the feet of Hemmings as the Boston Breakers continue to play high. And a good stop there from Abby Ersig just outside the 18-yard box. To clear that ball away, finding in the middle of the field, Jen Hoy, who fouls Barzuk with her arm, and it'll be another Boston free kick in the 46th minute of play.
Yeah, Hoy really didn't have a choice but to foul the Boston player as the ball kind of got away from her.
Ball played up and over to Julie, Maddie Evans. Evans with the ball played in the middle of the field and cleared away by Ersig. Not a big clear, though. Trying to find it to Motz, but Motz brings that ball down just inside the 20th mark and played back to Abby Ersig. Ersig hitting that ball up to Sofia Huerta. But Huerta's run stopped by Julie King and a hard play, an aggressive play from Hoy to keep the ball inside Boston's half, but Boston regains possession outside of the middle of the field. Ball played inside the Chicago Red Stars half. Colaprico with the ball now. Red Stars do have possession. And Kalupny with the ball. She takes space and hits this ball up and over, trying to connect it to Motz. And Motz trying to keep it in play, but that'll bounce just slightly out. It'll be a throw-in.
Yeah, pass.
Correction, it'll be a free kick as Motz was caught offsides. It looked like that ball went out, but it actually was an offsides. Good control from Motz there.
Yeah, and it just the pass went just a little bit too high for Motz to grab it, and she just strayed a little bit offsides.
48th minute of play here. Nair with the free kick way off of her line, and she gets this ball into the middle of the Red Stars' half of the field. That ball played to Kaya Smith. Smith trying to get the 1-2 off to Barzuk, but a big stop by Sam Johnson outside the 18-yard mark to get that ball away. Mewis now inside, finding Motz, and now Motz trying to get that ball over to Hoy, and Hoy's met by three as that ball will be taken away by Kalman in the middle of the field. Kalman over to Pathman on the left-hand side. Cleared away there from Hemmings, and that ball hit out by Barzuk, and it'll be a throw-in for the Chicago Red Stars on the right-hand side of the field, just outside of the middle, the midfield line.
Just slowly building the attack is Boston, but now Chicago with a chance to make some noise.
48th minute going into the 49th minute here, and that ball hit out of play. It'll be a throw-in again for Boston to get this ball out of their half of the field.
And they've had a lot of trouble just getting out of their defensive half, excuse me.
And Barzuk trying to connect that pass over to Pathman, but that ball will hit on out, and it gets off the cleat of Alyssa Motz. It'll be a throw-in for Boston at midfield line, and that ball played out as Kaya Simon tried to come in and make something happen there, but another ball just cleared away from the midfield line, and it'll be a Chicago Red Stars free kick as the crowd again just trying to get behind this team.
Just trying to get them going. I mean, they're having opportunities is the good thing. It's just a matter of connecting and finally getting one.
The Red Stars still in possession of the ball here, and that ball cleared out by the Boston back line. It'll roll on that. It'll be another throw in for the Red Stars. Hemmings on the ball, and this crowd really getting behind this team. Screaming pressure, pressure. As Jen Hoy, who scored in the last game, is very hot, going into the middle of the field, and it'll just be cleared away, and also offsides.
I'm a little surprised that it was offsides there. I thought Hoy was already, she already had the ball and she was already passed, so a little bit shocked by that one.
50th minute mark here. Nair with the goal kick. And she just passes that ball all the way over to Kalman. Kalman now to Pathman. Pathman on the ball. She hits it up and over the midfield line, goes back into the feet of Colaprico. Colaprico to Hemmings. Hemmings now leaving it off for Erceg, who switches the point of attack over on the left-hand side to Sam Johnson, who will take space here just outside the midfield line. She hits this ball, trying to connect to Colaprico, who was making a run. And it'll be back into the feet of Nair. Nair over to Pathman.
Yeah, I was just one that was too long. Sorry, Stephanie.
No, you are totally fine. And we continue to bring you the coverage of this game as it is nothing-nothing right now. 51st minute of play in the second half. And the Red Stars do need a win here, or a tie, actually, now to stay in at the top of the table. That ball played all the way back to Karina LeBlanc off of a long clearance from Barzuk. And now Abby Erceg with the ball just outside midfield line inside their own half. And that ball played up and over to Lori Kolupny, who was way offsides on that right-hand side. And it'll be another free kick here for the Boston Breakers. And it'll probably be taken by Alyssa Nair, who loves to play a high line.
Yeah, and Kolupny there started offsides and tried to come back on, but the ball was already going, so it was a little bit too late.
Alyssa Nair now with the ball. She will be taking the free kick, as I had mentioned before, way off of her line. So if the Chicago Red Stars could stop this, they could possibly catch her off her line pretty quickly.
Yeah, 75-25 has been the balls, too, more so than a 50-50 ball.
Yeah.
Might pull a Carly Lloyd here, although the ball was cleared very nicely, and Kolupny now hitting this ball back up and over, trying to find Huerta. Huerta's got a one-on-one with Julie King, but King gets that ball away. That ball hit out by Maddie Evans, but that ball continuing to stay inside Boston's half of the field. Gilliland bringing the ball back down to Kolupny. Now back over to Colaprico. Colaprico launching that ball on the right-hand side. We've got something going on here in the middle of the box. Motz to DiBernardo at the top of the 18. DiBernardo back out to Hoy. And Hoy coming in now. She's cutting into the box. She's coming in now. And she's got the 1-2 play and a goal scored by, I believe it was Lori Kolupny, but we will wait for the official call.
Yeah, it was really tough to see who it was there in the middle. It was a beautiful play, though, by Hoy. She beats a defender on the outside, able to get inside positioning, and just uses her vision to find a wide-open player in the middle.
I do believe it actually came off the foot of Danielle Colaprico, and that might be Colaprico's second goal of the NWSL season. We will wait for the official call, and the Red Stars now lead 1-0 here.
We said it was a matter of time, too, Stephanie, and it finally the pipe burst.
McCaffrey now trying to make something happen here for Boston very quickly, right back off of it. And that ball hit out by the Chicago Red Stars defense.
You shouldn't doubt yourself.
I did doubt myself, and it was Lori Kolupny right off the bat. Couldn't see it from here, but wow. What a returning game for her from the Women's World Cup, where she didn't get to play too much.
Nope.
A bad ball played in the back there. Excuse me for a second, Chris. I didn't mean to cut you off there. But the Red Stars almost having some danger coming towards Karina LeBlanc.
And that was
this pass from Aaron Gilliland came into the middle of no man's land.
And that almost turned into a beautiful play, though, off of Karina's foot, because that was a low-line drive that almost sprung a player free on the far side for Chicago. But, yeah, when you look at it here for Kolupny, she just had an outstanding game. And to cap it off, she's got a goal now as well. I mean, you couldn't ask for more for somebody who didn't get a lot of time in the international play.
Yeah, and the one thing that you have to, if you're Chicago, is, you know, sometimes when you score that goal, the other team, you know, gets some momentum and they equalize. So hopefully Chicago can, ratchet down the defense and keep this game 1-0.
Ball hit out from Boston. It'll be a Chicago Red Stars throw. And if you are just tuning in, the Chicago Red Stars have just gotten their first goal of the match off of an assist from Jen Hoy, who came down the right-hand side of the field, cut in, passed the ball off to Lori Kolubny, who was left alone at the top of the 18, and scored a one-timer into the net far post, but a foul occurring just outside the midfield line as Kolubny getting caught, getting a little too aggressive against Maddie Evans.
You have to love her aggressiveness, though. She just knows what she has to do, and it's just so tough on the ball when she's defending. Not just a good offensive player, but a great defensive player.
55th minute of play. Maddie Evans will be taking the free kick here for Boston.
She wears the captain armband for a reason.
Everybody all set in the box here. This free kick taken just at the 40-meter mark. And that ball launched up and over. The header coming down from Barzak with the one-timer from Kaya Simon. And that ball nicely contained by the Chicago Red Stars defense just outside the 18-yard mark. And it'll be a throw-in for Chicago as that'll bounce off of Kaya Smith.
That was a beautiful play by Hemmings. She got big in front of the ball on the first opportunity to try and send that one towards the net. Got up into the air. She was able to stay with it, headed away. And now her team has a chance to get this ball down and away.
Hemmings now. With the ball, she gets it out to DiBernardo. DiBernardo immediately met by Barzuk's immediately high pressure inside the middle of Chicago's half. Chicago gets it out. Just trying to keep possession here, and it's left for Boston. But now a quick misread and almost a quick attack as Huerta brought the ball into her and hit it out to Jen Hoy on that right-hand side who was waiting for that run.
Yeah, pass just a little bit too hard for the Red Stars player to run onto it.
We are going into the 57th minute of play here. Ball was hit out by Lori Kolubny. It'll be another throw-in for the Boston Breakers on the right-hand side. Colaprico trying to get something of it, but it'll be headed away by the Boston defense, just that midfield line. Chicago forced to play it back. Kolubny with the ball now in the middle of the field. She tries to connect it to Jen Hoy. Hoy immediately pressured by Kalman, and that ball played back from Julie King. King now getting that ball to Bia on the left hand, on the right-hand side of the field, and that ball up and cleared away by Maddie Evans out of the Boston side, and now they are well inside the Chicago half. Mewis getting that ball taken away just outside the 18-yard mark by Abby Ersig, and now Chicago trying to get an attack going here, and Hoy doing a nice job with two defenders on her back, getting the ball over to Mott. And then Motz launches this ball up and over to Huerta, who is called offsides.
Yeah, Huerta was quite a bit offsides on that one. Easy call for the official there. Good idea, though, for Chicago. They're really trying to get those through balls down because Huerta and Hoy are definitely faster than the back line of this Boston Breakers team.
We are in the 58th minute of play here. Boston on the ball. They launch this ball up and over into the 18-yard box of the Chicago Red Stars, and Karina LeBlanc just easily collecting that ball in the middle of the box.
And it seems like now Boston's trying to maybe take some more chances that they weren't taking before, maybe feeling a little bit of that pressure from Chicago now. They've had some decent opportunities. I'm a little surprised they're going away from their game plan a little.
Ball played right back to Karina LeBlanc, who's telling her team to get up, but is forced to play the ball short over to Abby Ersig on the right-hand side. Ersig back down over to Karina LeBlanc, who's just kind of trying to calm the game down here, brings it over to Sam Johnson on the left-hand side. Johnson launches this ball up and over the midfield line, trying to connect it to Hoy, but Julie King there to collect the ball for Boston. Boston now in the middle of the field on the left-hand side. Kalman trying to get this ball away, gets it over to Shepford in the middle of the field. Shepford coming down the middle of the field, and that ball is nicely taken away by Danielle Colaprico, who gets the ball over to Hemmings. Hemmings launching this ball up and over, trying to connect to Hoy. Hoy trying to bring it down, but nobody there to collect the ball on the other end. Mott's still creating pressure on that right-hand side. And it'll be a foul against the Chicago Red Stars as Mott's brought down Cassie Kalman, who is trying to contain that ball to the outside end line.
Yeah, it was tough to tell if that was Mott's who brought her down or Mott's was the one who was brought down. Official has a better view than us, though.
We are in the 59th minute of play. Chicago Red Stars lead 1-0 off a goal from Captain Lori Kolubny. And that ball is played out of the back line from Alyssa Nair. And a little shove in the middle of the field from behind is taken down. Vanessa DiBernardo is taken down. She is actually the second most player in the NWSL who has suffered the most fouls.
And Bia Bia was right there. She actually looked like she was going to try and help up DiBernardo after she did it. Because she kind of knew, yeah, I my bad on that one. I don't know if she didn't see that she was there or not. But having a talk actually now with Bia, too, is the official.
Well into the 60th minute of play now. A yellow card has been issued to Bia. And it'll be a free kick taken by Sam Johnson just outside the midfield line inside the Chicago Red Stars half of the field.
Looks like the Red Stars making a substitution. Lori Kolupny making way for Chicago.
Yes, now into the game is Rachel Kwan, who was a four-year starter at Stanford, 94-4-4. Part of the humongous team that did wonderfully there. And now the Red Stars are back on the attack. Erin Gilliland coming in on the left-hand side. She makes a beautiful move. Jukes past one, looking for room to shoot, and she does, but it's just not good enough outside the 18-yard box.
She couldn't get anything on it, Stephanie. She tried to get it off, and she kind of slipped it, looked like a little bit too, when she went to plant her foot and take that right-footed shot.
Alyssa Nair inside her own 18, inside the Boston Breakers half the field. She gets that ball over to Kalman. Kalman over to Pathman now. Pathman has a one-on-one here with Alyssa Motz. Motz containing her inside the midfield line. That ball launched up and over, trying to connect it to Mewis up at the top, but Mewis immediately met by two Chicago Red Stars just in front of their bench.
Yeah, still trying to get control of the ball for Chicago.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry to cut you off here, but a misplay in the back. Karina's got a one-on-one, and that ball is just placed in the back of the net by Stephanie McCaffrey as a terrible ball played back from the Chicago Red Stars back line.
No, you were fine to cut me off because it – that's a ball that you think Chicago should be able to control. They've got more players there, and it just squeaks by and through. And just a good heads-up play, too, from Boston.
Stephanie McCaffrey, the rookie forward here for the Boston Breakers, was originally actually supposed to play for the Chicago Red Stars. But in a trade deal that the Chicago Red Stars had, Stephanie McCaffrey was traded for the 9th and 11th picks, and which are now Sophia Huerta and Erin Gilliland, and the game is all tied up 1-1 here off of a Stephanie McCaffrey goal off a one-on-one from a bad play. But Chicago trying to make something happen here right after it, and a terrible, terrible foul just inside the 18-yard box, and a yellow card issued to Katie Schepfer, who got her body underneath Hoy, and Hoy went spinning in the air.
And Schepfer, we've seen, has been very physical all night, too, Stephanie. Not a surprise that she's getting a yellow card here. She's been warned multiple times in this game, and she's 5'8", a little bit bigger too on the team. So she likes to be physical as it is anyway. Easy call for the official.
Now, as the Chicago Red Stars are setting up for this foul here, for this free kick, we have a special guest in the studio with us, and John Weideman, voice of the Chicago Blackhawks. Welcome to the broadcast and the madness up here.
Oh, it's great to be with you guys. You're doing a heck of a job, guys, play-by-play and color, and my kids are really enjoying the game. I'm going to let them stand in front of me and watch.
It's definitely been such a wonderful time here and a huge time since the U.S. Women's National Team players are here, as the Red Stars are setting up just outside the 18-yard box. And DiBernardo looks to be taking this for the Red Stars. She is the second leading player in assists in the NWSL. Can she make something happen here off of a terrible defensive mistake that the Red Stars made? The crowd trying to get behind it. And then the wall blocking it. A good job from Barzik placement. But the Red Stars are going to try to dump this ball right back in to play. Kwan hitting this ball, and then Kaya Simon closing down the space. So, John, are you enjoying the game tonight?
I am. This is a nice evening for soccer.
A little bit different than hockey, wouldn't
you
say?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's you're outside and you're in the elements, but it was warmer earlier to start the game, but now that the sun has settled behind the trees over there, it's a beautiful setting, a very pleasant evening.
And it's still 1-1 here. Not so pleasant for the Chicago Red Stars, who kind of let that ball slip away from them, literally. 1-1 here as they try to create some kind of offensive attack to make up for such a devastating goal, as the Boston Breakers have been revived. Ball's back into play in the middle of the field. McCaffrey with the ball, the goal scorer. And Kwan getting her foot on that, trying to clear the ball away, but it'll end up in the feet of McCaffrey again on the left-hand side. She has a one-on-one, now a 2v1 inside the box. McCaffrey with the shot, and it just goes wide. Karina LeBlanc being able to cover it, and she got her fingertips on it, and it'll be a corner kick. going into the right-hand side.
Yeah, nice job by LeBlanc to make sure that she's able to parry that away.
This is some dangerous territory here. Boston is number one in shot production. They are also very dangerous off of corner kicks. Morgan Marlborough scored one off of FC Casey last weekend. Let's see what they can do here and hope that Chicago can hold up. The ball played in from Mewis, and that ball headed away off the line from DiBernardo off the shot in from Kaya Simon. And that ball cleared away, and almost another goal there in the back for Chicago.
Well, for Boston.
It's a
huge defensive play. I mean, we've talked about it before on earlier in the game. Set pieces is really where Chicago seems to struggle more often than not. And really, you needed the help there, especially because Karina LeBlanc, she was there for the first opportunity, not the second.
Yeah, we saw that earlier in the season, Chris. What was it, Seattle, that they had the two off of the set pieces?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, now Chicago's scrambling in the middle of the field. DiBernardo launches this ball up and over to the right-hand side of the field. Mott's coming down. She's got a one-on-one with Pathman here. And Pathman doing a nice job containing Mott's and clearing that ball away. It'll be a Chicago throw and inside Boston's half the field just outside of the 18-yard box.
Well, John, one thing for sure, there's no lack of excitement here for soccer, just like in hockey, especially the way that this Chicago team now is going, trying to duplicate what the Blackhawks did.
You know what? I wish them the best. I understand coming into the game, and I forgive me for not following it that closely, but I understand that they're the top team in the league. And
yes.
I think that's a real credit to these girls. They work so hard. That's the one thing that impressed me coming to these games. Is how hard these guys, these girls work. And I'm really impressed by that. Sorry.
I don't mean to cut you off, John, okay. Because your experience and everything is so welcomed in this booth, but there's going to be a substitution in. Now for Alyssa Mott. Alyssa Mott is the Canadian international, Adriana Leon, who played for the Canadian women's national team in the World Cup. So now they are making use of the internationals on this bench in the 67th minute. 1-1, all tied up here. And the ball played right back in. But it'll just go out as that ball was thrown back in, played back to Colaprico, and then hit out, and it'll be a goal kick for Alyssa Nair.
And to go with that, that's actually her first appearance. She wasn't with the team at the beginning because she was already with Team Canada.
Right. All the Canadian women's national team players making their first appearances both last game in Houston and now here in Chicago. As the Red Stars continue to clear this ball away, they are now inside Boston's half of the field. DiBernardo back to Hemmings on the right-hand side to Leon. And Hemmings trying to contain that ball, pass it back to Colaprico, but mishits it and gets it out over to Kaya Simon. Simon now trying to connect it to McCaffrey, but it is stopped in the back inside Chicago's half by Sam Johnson. Johnson now trying to clear that ball away, but it'll be hit out by Kaya Simon, off of Kaya Simon, and now another throw-in for Chicago. That ball headed away from Barzuk, and it'll be a throw-in.
Having a little bit of difficulty going down the sidelines now for Chicago. Boston has tightened up and really made it more difficult for them to try and get into their offensive half and have some opportunities.
Correction, it was a foul on the Chicago Red Stars from being offsides. It'll be a kick taken by Cassie Kalman. 68th minute of play. Kalman hits this ball up and over into the box, headed away from Abby Erceg inside of Chicago's half. Ball headed away from Hoy. Hoy now immediately met by Julie King. King trying to hit this ball right back into the 18-yard box, but Sam Johnson doing a nice job containing King onto the outside. That ball hit to the left-hand side of the field, taken away now by the Boston midfield, who's pressing high and starting to gain confidence against this number one team in the NWSL. Ball rolled right back into the hands of Karina LeBlanc into the 69th minute now.
Yeah, we saw a lot of Chicago pressing, and now you're seeing Boston starting to be the team that press.
This crowd trying to get behind their team again. And Erin Gilden coming down the left-hand side. She gets past one. She keeps this ball in play. Beautiful ball movement here. She cuts by one, cuts by two, leaves it down for Hoy. Hoy takes the shot, and it's just into the hands of Alyssa Nair.
And Nair in position to make the save. I thought maybe she might be able to get the ball around her, but a nice shot by the Red Stars. Hopefully that'll give them some confidence in the last 20 minutes of this match.
We all know up here how dangerous Erin Gilliland can be with her speed and aggression. She's a four-time SEC Player of the Year, as well as one of the biggest defenders here on the Chicago Red Stars side.
Yeah, she's somebody that when you see the game live, when you come and watch it, that you have to keep your eyes on, because she does things on both the offensive and defensive side so well.
That ball played back into Nair after some pressure from Jen Hoy. The Chicago Red Stars now pressing high, way into Boston's half of the field. Boston trying to clear this one away, but it'll go right back into the cleats of Sam Johnson at midfield line. Ball switched over to Erin Gilliland. Gilliland now with the one-on-one with McCaffrey. McCaffrey now double-teaming there with Bia, and Bia takes the ball away in the middle of the field for Boston. Boston now in possession of the ball. Chicago's still fighting for it, though. And Kwan taking down Christy Mewis in the middle of the field. And on the right-hand side, it'll be a free kick.
And 70 to go back to Gilliland, and still a lot of youthfulness on her. You see the double team come to her. She needs to get rid of that ball sooner, as soon as she recognizes that she has a double team.
We are going into the 71st minute of play. Still 1-1 here. Stephanie Hirsch, Jamie Newell, Chris Lobosco, and now John Weideman. And it is a full booth here tonight. It's exciting. The crowd is pumped up. It's sold-out crowd. U.S. Women's National Team players are back and have already made a difference. Julie King with that ball into the box, headed away from Abby Erceg.
You had a whistle, and
and it'll be a foul. It appears that Kaya Simon was caught offsides.
Yeah, it was tough to tell because it was a very light whistle, too. It was not a very confident-sounding whistle.
Just a foot offsides, as it appeared to be on the 18-yard line for Boston, but Chicago well within their half of the field and have to try to make something happen here, especially since Seattle kind of gave them a gift already in losing to the Washington Spirit 3-0. Just taking a look back into the NWSL standings, Chicago leads with 21 points. Seattle was just behind them, but things are going to definitely change here.
And there's still that game in hand as well for Chicago, is the one thing to point out. Even if they end up tying here, they still are a game behind Seattle.
Yes, which means that more points are hopefully for them to come, but still sticking to this game now, not worrying about what's going on. Erceg on the right-hand side of the field. She passes the ball back over to Karina LeBlanc into her box, getting it over to Sam Johnson. Now they've switched the point of attack. Left-hand side of the field. Johnson lofts this ball up and over the midfield line, and Julie King heading that ball away. It'll be another Chicago Red Stars throw-in just outside midfield line.
You're seeing, they're already aggressive, the defensive players on both sidelines for Chicago, but Gilliland getting a little more aggressive than she normally is, too.
John, are you seeing a lot of the passion here from these fans that you saw definitely during that Stanley Cup run?
I definitely see fan passion here, which is great to see. I mean, the fans that have turned out here, and it's a great crowd, as you mentioned. They love their soccer, and I think they're really being entertained with a great game here. These two teams are really going at it tooth and nail.
And there's a lot of similarities between soccer and hockey when you got, the ball and soccer going from one side to the other. You know, teams will work the puck from one side to another.
Yeah, really, the field's a little bit bigger in soccer.
Well, yeah.
I think the guys on the hockey surface would like a nice surface that's just about this wide to be able to be a little more creative.
Patrick Kane, I think, would definitely enjoy that.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it's nice to have that insight here from John Weideman, who is in studio with us, the voice of the Chicago Blackhawks, who have just won a Stanley Cup not too very long ago. Also, his two children are also with us here tonight. It's so nice to have you guys both in the studio and with us on this exciting game as Boston has the ball in the middle of the field. And Barzuk is taken down by Adriana Leone. Leone might be shown a card here or a little bit of a warning from the referee.
He is going to show that card.
He shows the yellow card in the 74th minute of play as Leone came in, spikes up, came in not for the ball but for the legs. And that'll be a free kick at the halfway mark on the right-hand side of the field.
Giving a little bit of that physical presence back is what Chicago has. They're such an offensive team that you really don't see the physicality from them too often because they're trying to score.
Cassie Kalman will take this, and Boston just pushing everybody up. Kalman with a big old ball in the middle of the 18-yard line, but Karina LeBlanc coming off of her line on the right-hand side and collecting the ball smoothly into her hands. Made it very easy.
I was curious to see if she was going to just let that one go or not, and she decided to take it anyways. She could have just let that go out for a goal kick if she wanted.
There's definitely a big difference, though, between her and Michelle Dalton in the back, though.
Yeah, there definitely is. Positioning-wise for the players in front of her, she's very good at communicating. She's a leader with her voice on this team.
Ball is in possession of the Chicago Red Stars. Hemmings hitting this ball up and over, and they are way off of her line as that ball was hit just outside the 18-yard line inside Boston's half of the field on the right-hand side. It'll be a quick throw in here now as Leon gets it to Hoy. Back to Leon, back to Hoy, and Leon again, the 1-2. And Kaya Simon coming back and double-teaming Leon along with Pathman. That ball placed right back into the cleats of Chicago. That ball launched up and over. Great switch over to Erin Gilliland all the way from Sam Johnson. Gilliland now coming back, and she's so dangerous on this left-hand side. Can't she make something happen? And a great job there.
Yeah, she'll get the set piece here for Chicago, and you'll take that. Gilliland is what makes her one of the better offensive players. She's very decisive on what she's going to do with her movements. She's either going to make one quick move. She doesn't stay there and make a couple of moves or anything like that.
And now, as they set up for the corner kick, we are going to say goodbye to John Weideman and both of his kids. It has been a pleasure having you up here. Thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast tonight. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the game.
Thank you for having us up. That
Thank
was very
you
kind.
So much. Please
Keep
go
Keep up
enjoy
the great
the
work,
game.
By the way, you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. All right. Setting up for the corner now is the short pass into DiBernardo. DiBernardo finding Gilliland at the top. Gilliland with the shot. Blocked off by the Boston Breakers defense. And the quick shot to the near post is just wide for Alyssa Nair. My goodness. The hair was standing up in the back of my neck for that one. 76th minute of play. Still all tied up. 1-1 here.
You have to love the pressure, though. You really do, because you're getting offensive opportunities from Chicago. Very close ones. Like you said, the hair standing up on the back of your neck. It's kind of an odd game because Chicago is playing well, but it's not showing on the scoreboard.
This is almost exactly the same way that it went down in Houston last weekend, where Chicago had almost, 80% possession of that game, but just not being able to put the balls back. As that ball is thrown back in from Maddie Evans on the right-hand side of the field. Cola Perico trying to get that ball and slot it through into DiBernardo, who leaves the ball for Gilliland.
Eventually that changed, though, for Chicago, and the floodgates open, but we haven't had that moment yet in this game.
Throw in will be left for the Chicago Red Stars as Gilliland hit that ball, and it went off the cleats of Maddie Evans. And now the Red Stars just trying to make something happen here as Sam Johnson hits this ball up and over to Sofia Huerta. Huerta trying to keep her body on it. And that ball cleared away by Julie King. Boston still in possession in the middle of the field. And Mew is just missing that ball that was played from Maddie Evans. And now Chicago back on the quick attack. Hemmings coming down. She's got two. And that ball cleared away coming down the right-hand side of the field.
So scary with Hemmings on one side and Gilliland on another to create opportunities out wide. They're very similar players on the offensive side in that
right.
respect.
Yeah, and both very quick to go along with Huerta, the striker, really asks a lot of questions of the Boston defense.
78th minute of play. Leon throws this ball into no one, and Nair will come off of her line very easily. But I'm not seeing a lot of movement in the box for Chicago.
That's one that's going to make Rory Dames very unhappy because that is a really good opportunity. You're putting pressure on this team, and then you give them a release valve, an easy one too.
Nair hitting this ball up and over. She gets the ball inside Chicago's half the field, but nobody to connect it to. That ball playing a little bit of ping pong in the middle of the field, finding the feet of Pathman on the left-hand side for Boston. But Boston losing the ball now. And Ursig hitting this ball, clearing it away, finding Gilliland on the opposite side of the field. Good switch from her. Back to Johnson. Johnson at the 20th-yard line. Leaves it for Ursig. And this crowd still trying to get behind this Chicago team. They are in first place, still here in the NWSL. And this is still Stephanie Hirsch alongside Chris Lobosco, Jamie Newell. That ball will roll on out. And it'll be another throw-in for Boston as it just seems like Chicago is really just trying to do the hit and run, try to get a ball and have them go up.
Yeah, they're looking for that quick strike. They're kind of getting away from what gave them success. Sorry, Jamie.
Yeah, no, I agree. They're just, knocking it from the back, trying to get one of their forwards or midfielders on it, and making it real easy for Boston to defend here in the second half.
They're definitely getting frustrated here, especially off that goal from Stephanie McCaffrey that tied this game up 1-1 about 10 minutes ago. But Hemmings coming into the middle of the field, and her ball reaching the feet of Sofia Huerta. Huerta met by Julie King at the 18-yard line. Huerta trying to get past one. She does. She cuts in, but nobody there to collect the ball at the near post as Alyssa Nair makes another front-smothering save.
That may be the case, but that's what you want to see from Chicago, creating that way, something that might not end up being one and done. It was this time, but that was because of a good play.
Boston trying to break their three-game losing streak here in the number one team's home as they are now inside Chicago's half of the field. Evans with that ball placed, finding Christy Mewis, but Mewis is way offsides, and even if she was offside, if she wasn't offsides, that ball would have went out. She mishit that ball.
Yeah, Karina LeBlanc didn't seem really happy about that either. It was well after the whistle.
Something that I'm seeing that I saw also in the Houston game is that they're getting caught in transition here because of positioning for Chicago.
And that was something we talked about at the beginning of the game, that they had to be careful with because they are so aggressive. That backside positioning is so important.
Well, we are coming into the 81st minute of play here. That ball hit out of the Boston end of the field from Evans. Evans connecting to Mewis, and Mewis bringing down Sam Johnson with her arms. This game is getting very aggressive.
Very aggressive. I don't think you're going to see. I think it's just going to be a free kick there. But that was one more like that, she's going to get a yellow card, and that's a player you don't want to have a yellow card on her.
No, Christy Mewis, second in shot production, and has been one of the leading goal scorers here for Boston this season. Another foul called in the middle of the field as Hoy came in hot and heavy against Schepfer, who has had her fair share of yellow cards tonight. 81st minute, Chicago's definitely not looking as aggressive as they did in the beginning of the game. But Boston trying to push this one through as the free kick will be taken by Julie King here.
They walk away with a tie. They're very happy if you're Boston.
Yeah, especially, you know, as much as they've been struggling on the road.
This ball played right back into the 18-yard box, but cleared away by Kwan. Kwan now getting the ball to DiBernardo. DiBernardo getting that ball to Colaprico. Colaprico just getting that off of her feet. And now Chicago back on the attack. What a play there from the middle of the field. DiBernardo finding Leon on the right-hand side. Leon still pushing, still coming through, and forcing Nair off of her line inside the 6-yard box. And that was an aggressive play, something we haven't seen in the second half yet.
A great play, though. Unfortunately, Leon, that last touch was a little bit too far. She had it. Hoy running up with her, too. That would have been her best option to maybe get a goal for this team and get the lead back for them. Just when you're running that fast, trying to get it over the left side like that, very difficult.
As the sun continues to set on this historic night here at Benedictine University, the Chicago Red Stars are tied up 1-1 here with Boston as that ball is played right into the feet of Mewis. Mewis with the shot on the left-hand side inside Chicago Red Stars half on the left-hand side, and it'll be another goal kick as Chicago's going to have to play here quickly. They've got about 7 minutes left in this game. Without stoppage time.
7 minutes is enough time for them to get a goal on the board, but like you said, they need to start moving a little bit quicker here, trying to put some more pressure offensively on this Boston team. They've kind of gotten away from things. They just need to get back to it. And you've got a substitution here
Yes, we have a substitution here. Coming into the game now is U.S. Women's National Team superstar Shannon Box.
Well, it's great to see Box out on the field for the Red Stars.
Yes, she didn't receive a lot of playing time as well. She was one of the veterans of that U.S. Women's National Team squad. However, something that everybody should know is that she has won at every single level. And now a great ball played from the back to Gilliland, who had tons of space. But that ball cleared away inside the 18 of Boston's half. Chicago Red Stars pushing deep inside Boston's half now. Shannon Box with the ball. She gets it all the way over to Hemmings. Hemmings now coming down the right-hand side. She tried to get that ball over to Leon, but misplayed it and right back into the feet of Pathman of Boston as Boston tries to get this ball out of their own half of the field. Pathman still with the ball, pressured intensely by Leon, who gets the ball back into possession inside of Boston's half. Shannon Box finding Gilliland, who made a great run, but just couldn't bring the ball down in the middle of the box. And Nair, again, back on off of her line, saving Boston.
Really saving Boston. Big time there. Gilliland, That one touch, she just couldn't get it down in front of her. It was too big of one, unfortunately. But Box coming into the game and already making an impact.
Yes, as it is the 85th minute of play now, and both of these teams fighting to get another goal here. As Boston has possession of the ball here, Christy Mewis in the middle of the field. Mewis loses it in a fight. But now coming into it is Lauren Lazo. And Lazo brings down Rachel Kwan on the right-hand side of the field inside of Chicago's half. It'll be a free kick for Chicago that'll be taken by Sam Johnson.
You know, we've seen a goal in stoppage time for the Red Stars.
Yes, we have.
So wouldn't be surprised if Chicago didn't nick one in stoppage time tonight.
That is the sign of a championship team, too, would be getting that late goal, even though maybe not playing your best. And that's something they did against the Houston Dash last week. Can they do it again as that ball is lofted from Sam Johnson into the middle of the field? Nobody there to connect it to. But it looks like they've moved Erin Gilliland up top. And Gilliland finally getting her start there as that ball is passed over to Leon. Leon with the ball in. Nobody there. And Nairn off of her line, but nobody there to collect it.
Yeah. Gilliland was trying to get there. She would have gone offsides if she went to where the ball was. It was just a little bit too far on that cross opportunity for Chicago. But, yeah, with putting Box in, they moved Gilliland up. I think they like her offensive game here tonight, and Rory Dames wants to have her up front to give her some more opportunity.
Boston trying to get a dangerous attack off here, and they are now well within Chicago's half of the field off of a play from Lauren Lazo. Lazo now throwing that ball back into the play. Rafina in. Rafina getting that ball off, trying to get it over to Morgan Marlborough, who's now in the game as well. Kaya Simon immediately pressured in the middle of the field inside Chicago's half, and Boston still trying to find a way through to get an offensive attack going here. Maddie Evans with the ball. She launches it just outside of the 18-yard line in Chicago's half, and Abby Erceg clearing that ball away. And I just want to mention that that Erin Gilliland has the University of Kentucky record for shots in 278 and also game-winning goals with 8, and that's why they've put her up top. But Boston's still trying to break through this defense as they are pressuring high into Chicago's half of the field. Maddie Evans immediately met by DiBernardo, a possible future World Cup player. But DiBernardo doing a nice job containing Maddie Evans, and that ball easily collected by Karina LeBlanc.
Gilliland, another player who's definitely a possible World Cup player in the future.
Karina LeBlanc getting that ball and rolling it over on the left-hand side, or right-hand side to Abby Erceg. Erceg trying to get that ball to Gilliland. Leon inside to Colaprico. Colaprico sticking with it even though she's double-teamed here. And Shannon Box just a little too late on that collection as Boston has hit this ball back into Chicago's half of the field. Karina LeBlanc launches this ball as it was passed back to her. Julie King heading that ball away. Shannon Box now having a piece of it. And Sophia Huerta fouled in the middle of the field as she got the header directly off of Shannon Box.
That's a big foul, too. This allows Chicago to move into that offensive half. And you know what? They need to hurry, too.
It'll be,
That weather is starting to come.
And not only is the weather starting to come, but it's the 88th minute of play. And a free kick now just at the 40th yard line. And Samantha Johnson will take this.
One of the biggest legs on the – actually, it looks like it's going –
Well, now she stepped off the ball, and it'll be DiBernardo. And you don't want anybody else but DiBernardo on this ball right now. She comes up big in big times, but can she do it again here for the Red Stars as everybody is packed up at the top of the 18-yard box on the left-hand side? Looks like a play is going to be in suit. DiBernardo finding Box, but Box's header to the near post is collected easily by Nair.
A little bit off with that header. Hit it kind of on the side instead of square on the ball. That's why she didn't get a lot on it, unfortunately, for Chicago. But DiBernardo, you got to love her vision. She sees, I mean, she knows the play, of course, but still she has the great vision to put the ball in the exact spot, knowing how the team is moving.
Boston moving this ball around in the middle of the field, 89th minute of play. That ball slotted through to Christy Mewis. You don't want her with that ball at the 89th minute. And she takes a shot. Karina LeBlanc with the save. Easily collected, but it was a hard shot as she bobbled it a little bit.
Great job by LeBlanc to make that save and to get the
I don't mean to cut
going.
You off, but DiBernardo getting a big, big hit over to Gilliland, and Nairn coming off her line, forced to come off.
Nairn saved
the game right there for Boston. Because if she doesn't come out of her net, if she stays conservative, that's a goal for Gilland.
Ball headed back in. Rafina trying to make something happen here. Morgan Marlborough coming up the other end of that. She's a dangerous player, played for FC Kansas, as Hemmings gets that ball out into Lyon. Yes, played for FC Kansas, who won the league championship last year. We are now in the 90th minute. And now a minimum of 3 minutes has been added to this game. And it's kind of been neck and neck for the past 5 minutes.
Yeah, Chicago is just, they've been really pressing hard. They're just looking for that quick strike, and it hasn't been there. They've just been a little bit off with it. They're having good runs from their forwards and Gilliland up front on one side, and also Huerta. It's just, you have to get that ball there in the right spot, and it's tough on the turf.
Hemmings trying to get this ball up quickly. DiBernardo had Schepfer on her back, though. Couldn't seem to get control of it. Colaprico trying to do the same. Ball cleared away in the middle of the field. And this crowd really trying to get behind the Red Stars here, as they've been doing it all night, this sellout crowd. But Christy Mewis has the ball just outside the 18. She takes a shot, and it comes. It does not come off of the shin of Abby Ersic. It looked like it for a second. It looked like there was a deflection. I apologize. But it was a goal kick quickly taken, but Boston taking the ball back into possession. Ersic forced to clear this ball out, but has it taken away by Kaya Simon on the left-hand side. Simon has a 2v1 here, and a good job by both of those defenders containing her outside. Now Hemmings trying to connect it to Gilliland, but that ball in the middle of the field taken away by Julie King for Boston. Boston now on the attacking side. Kaya Simon on the left-hand side inside the Red Stars half. It'll be another throw-in here for Boston, taken by Molly Pathman.
And you're getting close to that stoppage of the game. You got to try and get one more offensive opportunity if you're Chicago, because you're probably not going to
get
it.
Or maybe for Boston here, as that ball was lofted in from Pathman, and it just misses the head of Marlborough. Into the hands of Karina LeBlanc, who's got to get this ball up quickly as she punts it all the way into the middle of the field. But Julie King doing a great job for Boston there, coming off of her line and making sure that Gilliland had no chance on it. Quan to Gilliland. Gilliland's got a one-on-one here with Maddie Evans. And a nice 1-2 play there for DiBernardo, as she's met by Julie King, and it'll be a throw-in for Boston as that ball was hit off of the shins of Julie King. Ball thrown in now, and it was hit out by Rachel Quan, and it's getting dangerously close here to the end of the game. 1-1 still. There's a tie for Boston, and Boston might get their three-game losing streak broken tonight here.
Yeah, official just looked at his time now, so I think you might have it coming to an end very soon here.
The Red Stars trying to make something else happen very quickly, though. Gilliland on the ball. She's double-teamed hard. And DiBernardo hitting that ball up to Sofia Huerta, but I think this might be the last play of the game. It's going to be a free kick on the 40th yard line as DiBernardo is taken down, and now everybody's getting up. This might be the final play of the game. Ersic will take the free kick.
Big free kick here. You have to at least try and create something. Keep the ball, keep a possession, and threatening, and you'll still have time going by
the official. Ersic with this ball played in. What a beautiful ball she just laid out. Headed away by the Boston defense, and Boston clearing it away, and that'll be the match. As a goal from Lori Kolupny from the Chicago Red Stars at the beginning of the second half, and a key mistake in the defense costs Chicago the win off of the goal from Stephanie McCaffrey.
I think this is a game that Chicago is not going to be happy with, Stephanie. This is a game where they really controlled play for pretty much the entire time, and they just didn't have enough goals on the board to show for it.
Jamie, what was going on in the offense tonight that they just couldn't seem to get those goals in?
Well, I think a lot of it was the goalkeeper for Boston. I mean, Chicago had some really nice shots, but, hats off to the goalie for the Boston Breakers.
Wow, and then just to give you a quick recap, Lori Kolupny scoring off a goal from Jen Hoy's cross in off the end line, getting the one-timer in, and that gave the Red Stars the early lead in the first half. And then the goal from Stephanie McCaffrey off of a defensive error, playing the ball back as McCaffrey was making a run down the middle of the field and just placing the ball to the far post. Karina LeBlanc had no chance on the one-on-one, and that will be the game. It is a 1-1 tie here. Chicago will stay at number one in the standings because of Seattle's loss. And to wrap up this game, we will leave you off with Chris Labosco and Jamie Newell for the postgame show. This has been Stephanie Hirsch for Chicagoland Sports Radio signing off. Thank you, guys, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
It is every much the school where you get out of it what you put into it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard gets results.
My name is Misty Callahan, and I am a traffic reporter for Total Traffic and Weather Network.
From being on air to the all-important behind the scenes.
You're constantly doing projects, and it's like not just in class stuff, too. I mean, there are projects you have to do outside of class time as well as interning.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting Lombard campus is where you go if you're serious about a career in broadcasting.
You had to come up with the show topics. You had to research the show topics, come up with talking points for your host. So it's not something that you just take a lackadaisical approach to, but if it's something that you really want to do, if you really want to be a reporter, if you really want to be on air, you really want to be a camera guy, then yeah, it's a program that'll at least give you the entry-level skills to help you get that first job in the business.
I'm Jonathan Hood, instructor at Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, and I suggest that you find out more today by going to the website beonair.com/chicagosports. That's beonair.com/chicagosports.
SportsTownChicago.com is an internet sports station that is located at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, Illinois. We offer you a chance, or should I say, an opportunity, to become an on-air personality, get invited to live sporting events, and we teach you how to interact with your listeners. Get the training you need to get in the broadcasting industry. Just go to SportsTownChicago.com or dial 630-916-1700.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Remember that 4'9" is the magic number, and get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Oh, thank you.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
What's up, Chicago? It's Rufio. Are you looking to get hands-on training for a career in radio or...
The sun goes down, the stars come... Back here on Sports ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Chris Labosco, Jamie Newell with you. 1-1 tie between Boston and Chicago. It started off with the goal by Kolupny and then the answering goal off of an error by Boston. And when you look at it, Jamie, I mean, I think this is a game Chicago's disappointed.
I would think so, yeah. That's, you know, dropping points. You never want to drop points at home. And, you know, you just really, hopefully the Red Stars, I believe, is it next week they go to Boston. So, you know, hopefully they can get back on track. But, yeah, it was disappointing because – you know, when you get all the possession in the first half and then just have a defensive breakdown that led to the goal that equalized.
July 22nd is the next game for the Chicago Red Stars. That's against the Boston Breakers, like you said, Jamie. That's a 6 o'clock start time for that one. Then they go and play the Washington Spirit, who just took down the second-place team in Seattle Reign. That's on July 25th at 6 o'clock. And then back home here against the FC Kansas City, that one on August 1st. Those are your next four games for the Red Stars. And going back to that, Jamie, you know, a chance to they get to play Boston again right away.
Right.
So you can adjust quickly to what they were doing to you. These teams now are going to know each other really well, this being their third matchup that they'll go against each other once they play each other coming up.
Right, and you have, you know, Chicago won one game, they drew one game, so, you know, it's a chance for Coach Dames and his staff to, you know, make some adjustments. You know, it's a short week. I mean, they play Wednesday out in Boston, so, you know, right now they can, you know, tomorrow forget about what happened tonight and get ready to go to Boston on Wednesday.
And you can hear us live again on August 1st. That is the next home game, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com, the home for all of your Chicago Red Stars home games. And that one is a 7 o'clock start time, August 1st, 7 p.m. So be sure to tune in on that day for that game. Moving forward here for Chicago, you still managed to hold on to first place because you do have some help from Washington tonight. But What is the feeling here moving forward? Obviously, it was a good game and everything. You didn't get as many into the net as you wanted, but where does the team go improvement-wise? What is the focus moving forward to make sure that you're finishing those opportunities that you get.
Exactly. You know, Red Stars, a couple of them, they were in perfect position. But like I said, you know, give credit to the Boston goalie, Nair. I mean, she made some outstanding saves. And, you know, again, you're disappointed that you dropped some points at home. But, again, it's a short week until you're right back at it in Boston against the Breakers.
Well, Jamie, it was a good game. Good first game back for the Chicago players who are out abroad in front of a sellout home crowd. They're very close to selling out for the FC game.
Great.
Coming up in August, at the beginning of August, August 1st. So if you are somebody who wants to come out and watch the Chicago Red Stars, be sure to buy your tickets for that game now,
even
because
if,
they won't
even
be
if
available.
Even if you're thinking about coming to the game, I would say come, bring the kids. It's a great family entertainment and great soccer. And, hopefully the Red Stars can get a win in Boston, then come back home to another great crowd and get another win on the 1st of August.
And John Weideman, I mean, he enjoyed the game.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's endorsement right there. If you can get, you know, if a young guy like, you know, John Weideman, you know, took time out to come watch the Red Stars and joined us for a little bit. And it's great that, you know, his kids are – interested in soccer as well. So.
His daughter plays soccer.
Yeah.
I actually got a chance to talk to him at halftime a little bit when we were in break. Really a stand-up guy, really great guy. Was really happy to have him on the broadcast because, I mean, as far as it goes for Chicago, he's a legend already.
Yeah.
And, I mean, broadcasted 3 Stanley Cup championship teams.
Yeah.
And just they win awards all the time, him and Troy Murray. So definitely – I was a little bit excited to have him on the broadcast as a aspiring broadcaster myself. So
yeah. I mean, how cool is it? You know, how cool is it? You know, like I said, you know, sometimes you do a broadcast and things don't always go as planned. So that was definitely.
And sometimes an unexpected good things happen.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, next game, July 22nd. I almost said the day of today, but. July 22nd, the next one, that's against Boston. You can watch that one online since we won't be there to broadcast it for you. But come back to us on August 1st when we have that game live for you here on Chicagoland Sports
Radio.
NWSL
needs to put a team in St. Louis. You know, because I think we could probably travel. You know, see, that's they got, you know, Portland, Seattle, Kansas. You know, there are all these faraway teams. We need, like, a team in, like, St. Louis or
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis or Milwaukee or something like
Detroit,
that.
Detroit, somewhere nearby. That's a little far.
That's a little, but no, I mean, you know, that's what I'm kind of thinking. Maybe get an expansion team next year in St. Louis or something like that.
Yeah, Jamie and I will appreciate it if you guys do it. But, again, now that they're having the welcome for the Cup players, a welcome back post game here, which is really nice to see. So all the players on the Chicago team who are here going to be honored now. But that's going to do it here for us on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com and also on SportsTownChicago.com. I'm Chris Lobosco. Jamie Newell to my left, and that was Stephanie Hirsch, who brought you all the action doing the play-by-play. We will see you again August 1st, but of course, be sure to tune in to SportsTownChicago.com and Chicagoland Sports Radio for all the other great programming, including Jamie's show.
Right, 4 to 6 Tuesday, 2 Sports Guys Radio with me and Craig Wenzel. We're going to actually talk to Stephanie Hirsch on Tuesday, so we're going to try to get her on to get her thoughts since we really didn't get a chance to get her thoughts on tonight, but we'll have her on at some point during our show on Tuesday.
But again, Jamie Newell, Stephanie Hirsch, I'm Chris Lobosco. It's been a fun night here at Benedictine. Sellout crowd, fun time. Be sure to come out and see a game yourself, but that'll do it here for us on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Cheryl Scott. Scott with NBC5.
I think one of the most important things in the broadcasting industry really is getting a hands-on experience. And a lot of colleges and universities don't always offer that. Reach for, work for what you want to do and stay extremely focused. And if you do that and stay positive, I think everything will fall into place.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
Hey, Chicago, what's going on? It's Rufio.